Joining us now in the KYMN studios is Northfield's City Administrator, Ben Barting. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. I know last night you had a work session that was scheduled, but didn't happen. Was there illness within some of the members?
Yeah, some junk going around out there, I guess. And so due to illness, yeah, we had a lot of junk going around out there, I guess, in the community. And we had some people sick, and just was important that we have a good turnout for helping to develop our branding work that we're doing right now. And so we decided that was our only topic really to cover. So we're going to postpone that and cover that another time.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that now. As we didn't have the meeting last night, we don't want all that information to go to waste.
Right.
We had you on about rebranding efforts a few weeks ago. We talked about that. You had some surveys. You were looking for people to fill out and gather some more information. Where are we at in that process now?
Yeah, so we're making good progress, and some of that information is now out there. And so we're still in kind of the discovery phase of getting some background information to kind of inform it. Because, again, kind of our branding efforts about how do we kind of help communicate to the rest of the world kind of who we are as Northfield and demonstrate that to the rest of the world. And hopefully it captures Northfield in particular, what makes us unique from other places as a community. And so we did posed some questions to the community and got some good feedback from them related to that. Just a few things I would say is, as far as how likely to recommend Northfield as a place to live, work, or visit, extremely positive. So very likely or likely was very strongly is what we heard back. So the vast majority of people were very positive about Northfield. Top three things that they took a look at related to rating your agreement with certain statements about kind of capturing Northfield. It's a safe community. It's got a rich history and heritage, and it's family, youth, and child friendly. And we certainly are a retirement community, but we also know we are here from our community members that we're also a great community to live in from a family standpoint. As far as some of the things that maybe make us unique, two private colleges stood out first, downtown Northfield being a unique place, and then the strengths of our schools, which probably can encapsulate also our colleges, are some of those. I would say, too, we had a really wonderful response rate back. I think we had well over 900 survey responses back, which is really strong again. So appreciate people's willingness to fill those out. I know I heard you talked a little bit when you had, I can't remember if you had Bob Thacker or Katie Warren in, who's helping to facilitate.
Yes.
Yeah, they came in, and I think you guys talked a little bit about some of the history of these slogans. Mm-hmm. Cows, Colleges, and Contentment was on the questionnaire, and it's very recognizable, I guess, slogan or whatever you want to call it. Slogans may be part of a brand, as one piece of it potentially. 76% of our survey responders rated Cows, Colleges, and Contentment as relevant. So that's pretty strong mm-hmm. response back. So that's important to know as we move forward as well and think about some of the branding. So not so much on that other one, a unique place
or
whatever.
Place.
A special place. Yeah, that one. So I think, again, if you're going to go through this exercise, part of what you want to do is to help emphasize what's particularly unique. And the special place did not really resonate with people's acknowledgement of that past one, and might be a reason for that. So
I would imagine so. Now, let's take this information. I guess it's your job or somebody's job within the city to take this information and go on to the next step. So what is the next step, and what do you do with that, the data that you received?
Yeah, so last night what we were going to go through was synthesizing some of the information heard and then kind of come up with encapsulating a little bit of the brand, trying to get to basically kind of what is the brand essence of Northfield, what is that partly makes us unique, and to communicate it out. How we might use it, too, is important, because ultimately in the survey responses came back asking the question about what's most important to these questions we're asking you about the future of Northfield. And so it involved things like successful tourism, recruitment, celebrating the art schools. Very clearly, the top ones were recruiting, you know, business development, supporting our education, including our higher ed, and then attracting workers was a key one. So I think that's part of it about communicating to the rest of the world is how do we help kind of sell ourselves to the to the rest of the world and embrace it locally as well. So fortunately, we're saving tens of thousands of dollars at least by having Katie and Bob help us. They both are very experienced. Bob's worked for Target and I think Office Max or one of these major office supply stores, and Katie's done a lot of work up at the colleges. She'll help synthesize that with some of the key stakeholders, including the council and some of our representatives. And then we're going to go out and try and find a consultant to help put that, bring it to life. Come up with kind of how does that brand look and feel? What does that look like? And then we'll be going through an RFP. So we got to go through this first synthesizing process, and then hopefully mid-year we'll be going out and getting some consultants on board to help us out.
City Administrator Ben Marting is with us. When do you foresee the final product being done? Is there a goal in mind? Is this going to happen still in 2023, or would you like to see it happen?
Wrap it up by the end of this year, I think, is our main goal. So we got a lot on our plate, but certainly hoping to get us through that point. So hoping by the end of the year, we'll be able to share some of that, and hopefully we hit the mark.
We have had a number of people in the last 7-8 weeks since the first of the year, about 6 weeks, I guess, since the legislative session began. There's a lot of money that's the government, the state government's going to be deciding what to do with and how to allot, and different projects to fund and such. Where does Northfield fall in? Are there some things that you're looking to get or achieve out of this year's state legislature, whether it be money or any other type of policy thing?
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, Jeff. Certainly with the Democratic control of the House, Senate, and governor, things are moving quickly as well. And let's start with the money question first. That's always important from my mind as it relates to running your local government. We have been trying to seek state bonding dollars from Minnesota legislature. We're seeking $3.5 million from the state for the development of Milltown's Trail. It's really the in-town building of Northfield. We've got some projects going on, so we're looking at $8 million from the state, $3.5 million from the city, correction on that. So the total project cost that we're looking at to build out 6.5 miles of new state trail would be $11.7 million. Some of those projects are already planned within an area, so we're trying to build these trails out while we're doing street projects. So we think that the state's going to come out and do a new bonding bill. I know the governor came out with his proposal. It's very similar to last session. We weren't on the governor's list, but we're hoping to get in on the House and Senate. It requires a supermajority. Whether or not a bonding bill happens this year is still an unknown, but they've delayed it for a number of years. So I think the state's due to issue debt to take care of their state facilities and some other things. So we're hoping to get a small piece of that. Another big one that they've come out with is, you know, property taxes is on our minds. We're trying to grow our tax base, doing branding and other work as a local community. One other piece is the state, we have very limited revenue sources, and we know people have a lot of sensitivity to property taxes. So another way we can receive tax relief through this excess state funding that they have is to help cities get some funding of that to keep costs down. So they have proposed a new bill that would do a new formula and add new funding for Northfield. We get about a little over $3 million in local government aid, and they're proposing through this new bill to give us an additional $1 million. So it's a pretty significant increase that they would have if they did that. I would say, though, over time, the state has not kept up in funding cities, and that's why property tax continues to carry a lot higher burden over time to pay for local government services. So that's another big one that would be really important to us as a community as well.
City Administrator Marting is with us. The money is a big thing. There's also, you know, policy issues that affect municipalities and different government agencies. Anything there you're kind of keeping an eye on?
Yeah, so we're tracking a number of things. I would say, that we've recognized that mental health is an important issue. So one thing I think we've been tracking too is legislation around mental health for police officers, in particular those suffering from PTSD. Sometimes they deal with traumatic situations. And one of the issues, we've seen a pretty big increase in the number of disability claims for police officers across the state of Minnesota claiming PTSD. And it's impacting our pension funds, so it's putting a higher strain on officers much earlier in their careers, ending up having to leave the profession due to PTSD. it's costing local communities for payouts in those situations where there's some liability. So there is some legislation to help the officers that suffer from PTSD and also help get them the treatment they need. So right now there are no requirements for treatment as part of these disability settlements that they have related to that. And so this would mandate treatment as part of that legislation, and there are some other components. But I think that's an important piece. I know Chief Elliott's talked a lot about and had trainings and education on this, that seeking therapy, that PTSD in many cases is treatable through the combination of therapy and time. A lot of times you can get over PTSD, and certainly they've got a lot of research and medical work going on around the military, so they've learned a lot about PTSD. So we think this is really a smart legislation, and the League of Minnesota Cities is working on it, and others also then might help reduce those liabilities. And we need police officers too, so if we can keep them mentally healthy, then they can have longer careers, and we need officers in our communities to be safe. Safety is important. It's number one. Northfield is one of the most important things to us, is having a safe community. So that's certainly one that we're tracking closely with the state. Another one I would say is we have, there's a lot of interest, I would say, about the cannabis law. Of course, it's been legalized in the some formats already related to the cannabinoid legislation. We're not necessarily hugely tracking that as a city, but I know there's a lot of community interest out there related to that, and there's some bill that's likely to be going through that puts a pretty strong regulation on it, some unique provisions around really trying to encourage Minnesota-related business, both through agriculture and ownership of anybody who sells that, and then provides that you have to be 21 and regulated on that. So we're tracking that one as well. And there's a whole host of other things, but those are a few issues. I know housing, we're tracking some programs. It's probably back on the funding side of things. They're looking at funding local housing trust funds. We've already set up the structure for it. So if there's a grant, we've already got matching dollars to be eligible. So we're hoping that comes through. Whole host of other things that we're tracking, but those are a few just to kind of to hit on for you.
All right. Anything else you'd like to pass along, Ben?
I don't think so.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
That is Ben Martin, Northfield's city administrator. We've got Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Rich, before that, with local news.
This news update is brought to you by Great Rivers Mutual Insurance Company, where you can get the coverage you